Paddy Crerand, played more than 300 times for Manchester United. Good morning, Paddy.
How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for joining us this morning. We've had a lot of people since the match getting in touch saying the players have to take a bit of responsibility. Stop celebrating in front of opposing fans and stoking it up. We had Danny Mills on earlier, former City player, of course, saying, nope, you can't hold players in any way responsible at all. I just wondered what your thoughts were on that.
Who said that?
Oh, we've had various texts, we've had various calls from people.
Who made that statement?
We've had various texts, various calls from our listeners, Paddy.
What planet do they live on?
Well, you tell me.
Well, I've no idea. I was at the game yesterday. You expect fans not to celebrate when their team scores a goal?
No.
What sort of world are we living in?
What they're suggesting is that players are going up to opposing fans and celebrating in a particular fashion in front of them, and they're saying that doesn't help. That stokes the crowd up.
And that is absolute rubbish. Who suggested that and where did that come from?
I can't list every single name, Paddy, because there's lots of people who say it to
us. How many people phones you up? One, two, three?
Well, no, we've had various texts. We've had various texts this morning say the same thing as well.
Well, how many? Tell me how many.
Well, I'm not going to go and count them all now.
Make a statement like you make the statement now, tell me how many.
No, just take it from me that we have had a good number of texts, a good number of phone calls.
I'm not taking it from you. You tell me.
Well, I haven't got it to hand, Paddy.
Well,
I'm just telling you what we've got.
Well, why make a statement then if you haven't got it to hand?
Well, just take it from me that we've had a lot of people getting
it to hand. Why do you make a statement like that when you haven't got the evidence?
Well, what do you think of the point? What do you think of the point, the suggestion?
I think the point is absolutely ludicrous. You go to a football match or any sport in the situation and you think people shouldn't celebrate.
No.
What planet are your people on at all?
That's not what's being suggested, but anyway.
No, that's what you're suggesting.
In terms of what?
No, you're making excuses for yourself.
I'm going to ask you a different question, Paddy.
Yeah, go on then.
In terms of the environment at a derby, how has it changed from when you were playing?
It's not changed in any way whatsoever. I don't care whether it's a derby or any football match, in whatever way people celebrate when their team score a goal. What do you expect them to do? Be quiet?
No, I don't. let me ask you about...
Are you suggesting... I don't know what you're suggesting, actually. I'm totally amazed by what you're...
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm reflecting to you what people have been in touch with us about.
Just a minute, please. Is this a publicity stunt?
No, I think I've been quite clear
in
what I'm saying to you, Paddy. Let me just ask you a question about the football, and then we'll finish it.
Yeah, well, ask me a sensible question. Don't talk stupid and ask me daft questions about whether a fan should celebrate or not. Ask me a sensible question.
Well, we asked Danny Mills the question about an hour ago, Paddy, and he gave us quite a reasonable answer.
Well, what did he say to you then? I've no idea what Danny Mills says to you. Tell me what his reasonable answer was.
Well, he told us that you can't hold players in any way responsible.
Of course you can.
Well, there we go then.
Well, why make a thing about a sensible answer that Danny Mills gave you that people should celebrate? Of course they should celebrate.
I think there might be a bit of misunderstanding here. A number of people texted the programme and people called Five Live last night.
How many texts?
Just if you'd
a million?
If you'd let me finish.
Half a million?
If you'd let me finish.
100,000?
If you'd let me finish the point.
Yes.
And the point was about Rio Ferdinand going down to an area where home fans were and celebrating in front of them. Now, it wasn't exclusively home fans.
Let me say something to you. Did you watch the game yesterday?
I listened to it. I wasn't.
Well, you didn't watch it then, so you don't know what happened then.
Well, I'm not.
No, you listened to it. You don't know what happened. Rio Ferdinand was nowhere near where the away fans, where the home fans were. He got struck with a coin that somebody's thrown from about 15, 20 yards. It wasn't as if he was standing in front of their supporters jumping up and down.
Did anything like
that...
He was
15 or 20 yards from the incident.
Do you remember things like that happening when you were playing in these derbies?
No, it never happened. Well, I don't remember anything like that happening, no.
So do you think the atmosphere has got worse over the years?
Why have you changed commentators? Why have you come on all of a sudden?
Well, that's just the way it works on the programme that we both join in together.
Don't worry, I haven't run scared, Paddy.
I thought you'd run away there.
No, I haven't.
No, he's still here by my side.
No, but let me say, it was a great football match, no question about that. And let me say something about the match. When it went to 2-2, I thought City might be the team that were going to win. Manchester United finished up winning with a deflected goal. And you can't not accept the fact that fans will celebrate when the third goal went in. You've got to accept the fact that fans... And derby matches are a little bit different from ordinary matches, obviously. But why somebody would throw something that Rio Ferdinand is totally stupid? Why a fan would run on the pitch? And to be fair to Manchester City...